few days ago. Victim completely drained of blood.
Please don't see that boy again.
Where's your dad? He pissed on my dad. What was that? What was going on? What are you, really? I need blood to live.
You okay?
Okay, here's the deal. I'm torn whether to recommend Let Me In to fans of the original Swedish film Let the Right One In. On the whole, it's a fiercely faithful adaptation of the story about a bullied 12-year-old who befriends a vampire girl next door. However, with as close it is to the original, it still Hollywoods up a couple scenes, namely with CGI vampire effects and a deliberate higher production value. Director Matt Reeves takes a little too much time to compose his shots, but I suspect this is more to give a different look than his frenetic debut in Cloverfield. Ultimately, Let Me In is a visceral, unique story of moral relativism, and it's one of the better vampire movies you're going to see this year. Let Me In gets 3.5 stars out of 5. This is Kevin Carr, and that's the way I see it.